Hello, and it's that time where I read your questions and answer them, so gonna get straight into it like always. I've got the mic a little closer to my mouth today, so I hope it's alright. Just trying to limit the background noise from my PC, but we'll see how it sounds. Okay, thank you so much for your questions. It's always a pleasant surprise that people want to know things about me. So, yeah, let's get straight into it. Have you ever been into the sciences? Geology, physics, biology, and chemistry. Maybe astronomy. Yes, I love the sciences. When I was growing up as a kid, like, I was always obsessed with science and especially biology. I wanted to be a marine biologist, like, my entire childhood. It didn't work out, but it's okay. I never really liked chemistry. I never really liked physics. I like geology. Geology is cool. I like fossils and that kind of stuff. I think it comes from teaching geology, to be honest, because I wasn't super interested in rocks and stuff like that. But, you know, my kids taught me a lot. Their knowledge was not completely accurate, but I remember bringing out a piece of obsidian in a science lesson one day, and I said to the children that I teach, I was like, this is a piece of obsidian, you know, what do you know about it? What can you see? Expecting them to say, you know, oh, it's black and it's shiny and that kind of thing. No, instead I got a very in-depth explanation of how to make obsidian in Minecraft. So yeah, I have fond memories of geology, but yeah, I love all the sciences. I love astronomy as well. It scares me, astronomy, so I don't read into it too much these days, but I was obsessed again as a kid. I remember in my granddad's house, there was always Stephen Hawking's, I can't remember what it's called now, the one all about black holes. And I remember I used to try and understand it with my little brain, and I just couldn't. Yeah. No, I like the sciences, mainly. Does your fiancé feel threatened or jealous that Jack Black made a whole love song about you? Because if I were in his shoes, I would be. The power of the declaration and his musical talent. Look, I'm attracted to women, but if Jack Black made a love song and full music video for me, I'd be tempted. I mean, Jack Black is, you know, I don't know, actually. Jack Black's always been one of those weird kind of, I liked him in, was it Tenacious D? I don't know. No, he's not jealous at all. He's, I don't know. I know that this is a joke question, but, like, I don't know. He doesn't get jealous at all or feel threatened. I think he knows how much I love him and that, I'm not going anywhere, so. But yes, loved. I still haven't watched that movie. I haven't watched, the new Mario Kart movie. Super Mario movie, whatever it's called. But I have heard that song many times. I've had it sang to me many times. Especially in, like, Valorant and stuff. A lot of people, it's like an icebreaker for them. Because my username is Dreams of Peaches. They will just start singing it to me. So, yeah. If you could go back in time and give your past self one piece of advice or change one thing from your past, what would it be? Man, this is a deep question, Pixel. I don't know. if I could go back in time and give myself a piece of advice or change one thing, maybe not to get attached to people. I know that sounds really silly, but I don't know, to just kind of, I don't know, what piece of advice would I give myself now? Like, some people are just not meant to be in your life and you should just let them go. Don't spend ages getting, you know, upset, and it doesn't matter who they are to you. If they're toxic, let them go. It applies to a lot of people in my life, to be honest. But yeah, I waste so much time getting sad over the people. I'm just a mega empath. It's a problem. This is an unusual one. Is there anything you've ever wanted to ask your audience? I assumed you would just ask during stream, but curious. My audience. You see, because I stream as well, like, I am very intimate with the people that watch me and listen to me. I know a lot about them, so. But as a collective, something that I would want to ask my audience. Maybe. I don't know. I get like, Maybe what do you guys think of me as a person? Because, like, I know, like, you know, I'm an actress and stuff and I stream, but when I stream and when I talk to you guys like this in these audios, I'm very much myself. Like, I am myself, completely, authentically myself. And I don't know. I guess I would want to know, what is it like for you guys to listen to audios and be immersed in them when I'm acting, but then to interact with me outside of that? Like, is it like a clean cut difference? Can you really tell the difference? I don't know. It's, yeah, maybe that. Because otherwise, you know, I, like you said, yeah, I would just ask during stream if there's something that I wanted to know, but on a deeper level, maybe it'd be that. You get £500,000, but you have to spend it within a week. Whatever money is left after the week disappears, what do you spend the money on? I'd pay off my house, so that's out the way. I have several family members with medical problems. I would pay for those to happen. I would make sure that my little sisters were set for life. And I don't know if there's anything left over. Invest it. Mate, is that the smart thing to do? I don't know. I want financial security for my family, like, forever. Maybe I'll go on holiday. Maybe I'll go to Hawaii. Yeah, probably that. You get one wish, but the caveat is that the wish has to be something that directly affects you and all your family. What do you wish for? Oh my god. Financial security. I don't know. I mean, what? There's no stipulations to that wish, really, except it has to be something that directly affects me and my family. I don't know. Can I wish for everyone to be happy and normal? Is that a thing? For everyone to be happy and healthy and secure. That's what I want. I know it's a big ask. It's a lot to wish for, but that's what I would ask for. And I'm more mundane one, but favorite scent, i.e. candles, air freshener, perfume, cologne, etc. I like clean, kind of florally smells. At the moment, my perfume is like a jasmine-y floral kind of perfume. But I really like fruit-scented perfume. So there's a perfume called Lost Cherry by Tom Ford. I do have some, but I use it so sparingly. I was given some money to get some for, like, my birthday or Christmas. And it is everything to me. I love that smell so much. But yeah, generally, if I'm getting candles, it would be, like, clean, cottony. I bought one at the weekend, actually. I can't read it from here. I think it's like, cherry vanilla, but it's like Sakura cherry petals and vanilla or something like that. Pink cherry and vanilla, I think. So it's like a sweet florally kind of smell. So yeah, anything like that. I'm a big fan of Lush. Anything that smells like the Lush store. If you've been to Lush, you know what that smell is. Just like bath bombs and clean stuff. Yeah, I'm all about that. If you could go back in time and talk to any historical figure, who would it be? There's a lot of people that I'd love to talk to, honestly. If I could go back and talk to them just for my enjoyment or just to do something for me. Maybe. I know this is going to sound really strange. Maybe Alan Turing. He created. He was the person responsible for deciphering a lot of messages in the war, and he was treated so terribly. He was like chemically castrated just for his, you know, sexual orientation and stuff. So yeah, I think I would want to go back and maybe tell him about how things are now. Maybe take him with me. Bring him to the future. I don't know. I think the blanket answer to this question would be there are a lot of people who have gone down in history for tragic reasons who, I don't know if it would bring them comfort to know how much the world has progressed in some places. But yeah, I don't really have any glorified ambitions in terms of going back and talking to someone. Like, I don't really care about anyone. I like learning about them. I like learning about things like the monarchy and stuff, just because it's so intertwined and it's so embedded in the culture of this country. But yeah, I would want to go back and connect with someone on a soul level, you know? Yeah. Why do we cook bacon but bake cookies? Cook bacon but bake cookies. Oh. That's a good one. Well, cookies is a science. Baking is a science, isn't it? So baking cookies. And you just cook bacon. Again, I know it's a I don't know why I'm looking into it too much. I know it's a thunk. It's something that I would have given to my kids at school. Something that they can, like, think about for 10 minutes while I'm getting stuff ready in the morning. Like, if you open your mouth and stick flowers inside your mouth, are you a vase now? Things like that, you know. Like, what color do you think the sky is? Why? All that kind of stuff. And the last one, a bit of a generic one, but where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know. In 5 years' time, that's the problem with me. I think I have something broken in my brain because I have these big plans, you know. I don't know. I want to be in a position where I don't have to worry. That would be the goal. So, again, I keep coming back to it, financial stability. I think it's just because it's something I've never had. And even though I'm doing pretty well now, like doing the best that I ever have in my entire life, it still gnaws at you. And it's still like, I need to keep going. I need to keep going to make sure that everything's going to be okay. So yeah, ideally, financially secure in some kind of way. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet, but I'm going to try. And happy. Maybe I'll be a mom by then. I don't know. Life is strange. You can't really, like, if you said to me 5 years ago, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I would have said to you, oh, you know, I'd be teaching. And I would be, saving up for a house. I would, be going to see my sister at a contact center because she's in foster care. You know, I never could have imagined that in the space of 5 years, I have adopted my own sister. I have bought a house. I mean, not by myself, obviously. My fiance as well. But, you know, I've left my teaching job. I work for myself. I have ADHD. It's like, it's just been crazy. I have two cats as well. I didn't have them 5 years ago. They are five this year. So yeah, I'm not too sure, Dan. I'm not too sure. I hope I'm in a happy place. I really hope I'm in a happy place. And yeah, that is the questions for this month. I'm sorry that this is late. As I said in my monthly ramble, it's just kind of crept up on me. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed my rambly answers. And if you would like to ask me more questions, please do keep an eye out, because I'll post that questions post today. And I'm just really grateful that you actually ask me things, because it means that when I come to do my Q&A audio, I have something to do. So yeah, thank you for everything. And I'll see you again later this month for the next Q&A. Okay, goodbye, everyone.